I keep you on payroll, right?
Good afternoon, everyone. We're here at Writers of the Future in Los Angeles, California, like we are every year. I hope everyone has been enjoying these interviews. I know some of you, if you're lucky, get to catch them live because we plug into the live audience when we're doing the interviews. I know yesterday we had a good audience listening to Orson, what, about 88,000 people, which is a small, regular audience, but still, it's a nice, special event that you got. Now, I have two very special gentlemen sitting in front of me here. And if you're a regular of DragonCon, you may know who they are, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes. What we really want to do, we're going to start with you. I want you to just tell them who you are, and then we'll talk about Writers of the Future, and we'll go in and talk about Writers of the Future, and we'll flop back to DragonCon.
Hey, I'm Pat Henry. I'm the president of DragonCon and have been to all of them. So, there you go.
I'm sorry. I'm Bill Fawcett. I came out of publishing and writing. I'm an author and book packager and game designer and a volunteer at DragonCon. And I've been to most of them. I just can't remember them anymore.
Watch it.
Yeah, well, I'm talking with the memory stuff because my head's not that great. So, Pat, I mean, what are you doing out here for Writers of the Future? I know you.
Well, this year it's their 40th anniversary, and I'm here to present an award, a Dragon Award, which is a People's Choice Award we do.
Is that the one I seen over at Author Services?
Yeah, kind of nice looking.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. Look, I got some pictures of it. Actually, a very good looking award. Y'all will see that award on the site sometime in the next couple of weeks.
Looks like a flame.
It does. It's a really nice award, guys. And so. So you came out and you're going to give it to them?
Yeah, we try to do things first class, just like they do out here at Author Services and Writers of the Future.
I have to say it's first class.
Yeah, and John and Emily are first class in their whole operation. We love it out here. I get to meet a number of people. At DragonCon, I'm mostly working, so I don't get a lot of time to visit with the guests, the writers. I'm absolutely a sci-fi fantasy reader. And it gives me an opportunity out here. I can, you know, talk to Larry Niven. I've talked to Dr. Purnell out here. I've talked to a lot of different people that we've had at the show, but I just never get a chance at the show. So it's wonderful. And John's he's a peach. He always runs a good show.
Larry's date every year.
Huh?
I'm Larry Niven.
Larry Niven? Oh, my God.
I scared the daylights. He kept running from me. But after that, somebody put him on the arm and said, take care of Larry.
Okay. And Larry needs it.
Yes. But you know what's funny? He was very quiet. But once he starts talking, he's like me. He can talk. I mean, he's got some stories.
He knows so much.
Oh, yeah. He's been.
Any favorites out here? I don't get you.
My favorites. There are a lot of them. Nettie is.
Nettie's good.
Yeah, she's. I mean, I'm a huge fan of her. I've got her two new books, but I'm not going to read them until the third one comes out, because otherwise I'll be crazy.
Yeah.
I've done that with some other stuff, but I think I've read at least eight of hers, and I've read what she's written in the Writers of the Future booklets. So yeah, I'm a huge fan. Orson Scott Card, huge fan. Haven't met him yet. Came out here, and my son-in-law is a big fan, and offered him the opportunity to come out here with me and meet him, but his wife wouldn't let him get. So
we have hundreds of authors literally at DragonCon, and we love them all, and they're always also supportive. I mean, they come and help make the con. We've had some that we'd love the books, many of them. And also, we've got some who are very supportive of our, like John Scalzi has always been really helpful, not only because he supports us, but because he gives us feedback and tells us to do. And we always like to listen to our guests on what's happening.
And we've got a lot of illustrators out here, too. So everybody, you know, and Eric Flint, who won the contest before, he was a regular at DragonCon. So we've had a number of the winners, and we actually do an arrangement for the Writers of the Future and Author Services to do some panel work at DragonCon, and we appreciate that. Anything that strengthens the industry, and this is the place.
This is the place. Chris, no, this is, we're talking about Pat from DragonCon, but he's here speaking for Writers of the Future. Now, if y'all know about Writers of the Future, just go to writersoffuture.com and check it out yourself at galaxypress.com. We're not going to get into what you can do, but if you want to submit a book or illustration, you go to writersfuture.com and go it that way. Now, Pat's here helping him out and giving him some prep. And I noticed that John goes to DragonCon every year with y'all. He always speaks highly of you, by the way. And we've talked about you on many occasions, a couple times as well. I need to hook up with him, but that's always something else, you know, running in circles, which I'm sure you understand. It's, but yeah, this is the guy who really created DragonCon, guys. he's the one that you need to thank for having DragonCon every year. If you haven't been, I would tell you to get your butts out there. But the two times I've been, I had nothing but fun. Even though I probably lost 20 pounds while I was there, which was a good thing for me, by the way. But it was just fun. It was my problem with this was, so I'm sitting there, I'm talking to John, when he's like, "Where do I want to go?" And I'm saying, "Don't I go over here?" So then I'm looking, what's closest to me?
Well, we say you lost 20 pounds.
Yeah.
So are you saying Dragon Con's good for your heart? Can I rip that?
We'll put that on a banner somewhere.
Yes, because I mean, I lost a good 20 pounds easy. For me, it's like an immersive experience almost.
Well, Dragon Con's a big tent. And we want to welcome all of fandom, from cosplay to robotics to full contact combat to all the various literary, comic, and of course, an enormous art show that's well known. And the idea is for everyone to come. We're a fan-run convention. We're the people's convention, really. If it wasn't for our amazing volunteers, and I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of volunteers.
2,500
this year signed up. If it wasn't for that, it wouldn't be Dragon Con. So we just love.
And the fans. It's the greatest, non-judgmental, let's have a good time. We're here to hang out and have a great time.
You know, and one of the things that amazes me about this is I didn't see any discontented people. If there were, they weren't anywhere I could see them. Maybe hidden in an Auburn background somewhere. But, I mean, everybody always had a smile on their face. Everybody was just. Of course, you would see people sometimes like leaning against the lodge and wore out.
I'm afraid we do resemble that, particularly late at night or early morning.
I mean, there's just so much going on. So much people. What I'd recommend if you go to DragonCon is go through the thing first and see what you want to see. Get all of your favorites out of the way, and then go through and see the stuff you miss. You're not going to get it all, but. You can try.
Actually, on Thursday, we do a DragonCon 101 where we have classes that we walk through the convention space and kind of give them an idea of what's where. We have five host hotels.
We have movie orientation and you need it.
We have five host hotels, plus we have the mart with the comics and the vendors and whatnot. So plus gaming is over another building. So it's a good thing to do.
It is. They're in the center of Atlanta. How far are y'all from the airport? You're a little ways from the airport, right?
Not really. We're at airport. The airport's about 12 miles.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that far. If you want to try to get close to them. If not, there's lots of hotels downtown in Atlanta that you said. There's lots of Ubers. I mean,
and the train. Yeah. We have MARTA, which is we have a train stop not a block from DragonCon Central.
Do all that. I was lazy sometimes, so I Ubered around. Actually, was interviewing the Uber driver. So would you like to talk about your experience down here? I've been to a lot of different cons because I do a lot of lectures myself, but I found this to just stand out. Now, I've never been to the San Diego one, but I've been to Tampa one, I've been to FanX, I've been all over the place. Really and truly, you can probably fit all of those into yours. And I'm not trying to cut on anybody because they're all good. It just really seems like you really could. They could all be condensed under y'all's easily.
Well, in the beginning, there were when we first started talking about DragonCon, there were Doctor Who conventions, there were gaming conventions, there were Star Trek conventions, there were comic book conventions, and I read comics, I played games, I love Doctor Who, and at 8 or 9 o'clock when the masquerade's over or whatever, go to bed and then get up the next day. I mean, when we could just turn the lights on all night long, we could have some rock and roll, we could keep things going, and we could bring everything together.
It's a fabulous experience.
And people seem to appreciate it.
And because of the growth in our spirit of family and everyone being supportive, it's allowed us to do a lot more things together than any normal individual smaller con. There's five balls. We have a big charity event. We are the largest blood donation in the Southeast, second, I think, largest in the country. And it's all because the fans are supporting it and they're working at it and they're providing it. There are 3,000 events at Dragon Con.
And while we got since you're talking about the different stuff, the charity angle of Dragon Con. We donated $250,000 to childhood cancer this year.
That's serious.
It is. But we believe you know, we should. We do a match. We do a match every year. And this year it's going to be the Arthritis Foundation. But we do somebody who's got something local in Atlanta and yet big enough that we won't break it by putting that much money in it. So we're, you know, and it's not just us. It's our people.
Yeah.
It's the way we feel.
It's donations, and our people are generous. And there's a feeling of family. You're welcome, and it's non-judgmental. I mean, even the Atlanta Police Department fight to work at it because it's a relaxicon on the largest scale possible.
And we have science, and we have we've had astronauts and whatnot.
And the War College.
And we have skeptics, and we have paranormal, and we've had the guys from the paranormal shows, and it's something it's for fun. Everybody. And we all dress up funny.
I know. Somebody just asked that. I was going to tell them. I said, yeah. Because when I was there, everybody was dressed up. Matter of fact, I had a lightsaber. Because lightsabers. Anyway, we're not going to get into that.
Oh, did I say funny? I meant we all dress up
uniquely.
Yeah.
I've seen every edge of costumes there, from Star Wars and Star Trek to all kinds of stuff in between.
Three Master Egg contests, two whole tracks of events, and Saturday night is amazing. I mean, you have hundreds of people in Hollywood-level costumes or better who are attending, walking around, you have photo opportunities, and they're welcome, and it's just exciting. The atmosphere is wonderful.
And I get stuck between it was like a group of Doctor Who fans. It was like from Doctor 1 to Doctor 13. I was like, really? Or Doctor 12, actually. I was like, they were pretty good, too. I was kind of like, wow, look at this.
Oh, the quality is amazing.
Looking for their TARDIS.
It was unbelievable. It was a great experience.
Right. We see Deadpool. Deadpool could be carrying a lightsaber. Deadpool could be have a Stormtrooper helmet and a lightsaber.
And we get a lot of crossovers.
We call those mashups. And,
ladies and gentlemen, if you can get there, I would go. It's just, when is it this year?
Always, Labor Day weekend. We start the Thursday before Labor Day weekend, and we go even on Monday. So.
End of August, start of September.
Yeah, so that's what I thought it was, because there's an event that tells me. It's just such a, people get out, go enjoy it. It's Atlanta Airport. I mean, come on, you can't fly to a cheaper airport than Atlanta. And it's an easy airport to fly in and out of, so it's right there.
Jump on the MARTA, you're 15 minutes from under the Marriott Hotel, under the Hyatt Hotel. Right there, you don't need to, real easy to get in.
Denise, I'd book now. You die, their hotel rooms go fast.
Well, the hotel rooms are challenging, but the memberships, we do cut them off at a certain point. We went over 85,000 back in 2019, pre-COVID, and we felt like, you know, we'd like a little more room. So after that, since COVID, we didn't have a show in 2020. But when we came back half strength. And then last year we limited it to 75,000. And we're kind of comfortable around that number. We want people to have room to have fun. This isn't all about making money. This is about Atlanta. This is about having fun. We bring like $60 to $70 million in the city of Atlanta. That's good. We're very happy with that. We're very happy.
We're proud of our unofficial nickname, Mardi Gras for Nerds.
I 2 years, I'll be there this year again. I always have a good time. My thing is, you know, I was walking around doing interviews the first year I went, and I was just talking to people. And this is weird for me, because I go to attend a lot of different things, and there's always somebody going to bitch about something. I have people laying out a while ago, about to pass, and they still ain't bitching. They're like, oh, I got to get some water, because y'all got water out, which is very nice, by the way, in different places. And I gotta get some more. I'm taking it. I'm catching my breath, and I'm going. And sure enough, 2 sips of water, they were gone. I was like, damn. They're like, you want to follow me, man? I said, oh no, I'm older than you are. But and I had a good time. I hung out and over by the place where John wrote in. So I'm gonna hang out with them for a while. And we actually did some live interviews out of John's booth over there with some of the people just passing by. You know, just say, what are y'all doing? Come on in and head out. We're talking about John Goodman from Writers of the Future. They have a booth there. They have a big-ass booth there. And
It is rather large.
It's way bigger than most of them.
I think it's going to be fancier this year, too, with the 40th anniversary.
Yes.
They're going to have a bunch of the winners and a bunch of the judges signing there. Yes. So it's going to be fun to stop by.
And they do panels there for us, and they'll do some artist panels and whatnot in our art show.
And I noticed that I see some of the authors, not so much just their authors there. I don't want to say they're authors in general. But either judges or winners that have gotten a spot over there somewhere. And because I was walking through one of the sections and I started noticing people I knew. Well, this is really nice. And I'm getting to know some of your artists. It's getting to be a little weird, but it's a great event. But I know, Kim, you can't come to Writers of the Future unless you're invited. Pat's an important person, so he needs to come.
And I'm just here because my wife's the coordinating judge.
Yeah, his wife's Jody Lai, who's actually fabulous. You'll see an interview with her coming up as well soon. I'm just here because I'm a pain in the ass. So I'm here for press and other things. But so if you write, if you win Illustrated Art, yeah, you can come. Or if you're somebody that has something that would serve Writers of the Future, you can come. But you got to be invited. That's all I can tell you. And you got to win or be invited.
If you win, they bring you here on their dime.
Yeah.
So this has been going on for 40 years.
If you want to be here, submit a story. It's free. You can submit one a quarter. You can resubmit if you rewrite it better. Submit a story. If you're a finalist, you're here and it's on us.
They search the world for talent. They bring the talent in. They help train them. They help publish them. And then at the end, you know, the industry is much better off for it. And that's why I'm here to present an award to them for 40 years. They've been doing this and it's all on their dime.
It's all on their dime. Christopher, no, they take good care of me one here. They fly me out here. Y'all can't see the suite, but I did post a suite online so y'all can see it. I always tell them I need a decent sized suite to do interviews, and they always make sure I got what I need. And you know, they feed us. I didn't even know they fed us. I walked around with the thing last year.
Oh, jeez.
It's one of the things, guys and girls, but that's the only way you get in. Now, DragonCon's different. Just buy your ticket, get your hotel room, and get there before they're sold.
We actually call them memberships, not tickets. Okay. Because
correct.
There you go.
I'll remember that in the future. Memberships.
Because you're in the family.
Well, so. I still got one from 2 years ago. They're hanging up. Matter of fact, they're hanging away. You can see them on my camera when I'm doing live shows.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, the room keys are collectibles. Every year it has original art for all the hotels.
Because one guy said, Ken, is that for this year? And that's last year. Would you give it to us? Why do you want it? To collectible, John said. Well, to collectible, let's stand right where they are. I said, don't even worry about them. I'm really weird about stuff, keeping stuff like that. Maybe we should dress y'all up like Doctor Who. I can see different Doctor Whos.
Yeah, I have to deal with the hotels now and then. They get a little nervous when I start showing up in a costume.
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
The only time I dress up in a costume is for the parade, and that's to take my grandkids in the parade. And we'll, you know, several years ago we were going to. The city of Atlanta was giving us a hard time about our parade. I actually got the permit Saturday morning of the parade. And I said, that's it. We're done. We're going to do parade next year. That's going to be the last DragonCon parade. My daughters, who both run the show mostly now, they said, oh, Dad, you can't do that. The parade's too popular. I said, I can do that. I'm tired of the city of Atlanta jerking us around. Well, the city of Atlanta got the word. That next year, we got the permit 2 months ahead. They were sealing trash cans. They brought garbage trucks in to protect the route. All of this without me having to do a thing. And all of my partners said, Pat, you got to ride in the parade. You started it. It's your deal.
Absolutely.
And I always started it and ended it, but never rode. And the grandkids, I said, all right, grandkids, who's going? So all three of my granddaughters went. We dressed like nerds. I had the Band-Aid on the thing. I had the pocket protector. I had the rainbow suspenders. We rode in the parade. And I saw people, grown-ups, letting kids through to sit on the curb. I mean, the kids are going to get a better seat. They were such generosity. And I saw that. We can't quit this.
We get 100,000 people from the community who comes in and watches, and it's broadcast on the local television as well. And the parade is not a big fancy Rose Bowl. It's the people from the convention in costumes and a few things they put together. And then our guests riding in a convertible, our fearless leader in a convertible, and this kind of thing. And it's just a fun time again. And then many of them come in and visit the show that day or not. And it's, you bring your kids, and the merchants love it.
The other thing is at the end of the parade, my children, they said, all right, Dad, now you're in a fix. She said, that was the last DragonCon parade. I said, I'm not in a fix. Next year's last DragonCon parade, volume 2. We're fine. We're DragonCon. We can do anything.
Our hotels, our parades retire like quarterbacks.
Well, I'm down this job Friday since we have so much new TV venues that we carry. I'll probably come down and film it this year while I'm there.
Cool.
And that way, you know, I can't tell you what it'd be. It could be anywhere from 100,000 to 2 or 3 million people watching. Just depends. What day is it?
Saturday.
Saturday morning.
Saturday is good for
the taps off at 9 o'clock.
Because we have our author's day on Saturday, so it'll be good for a couple of million. So, but y'all heard it, guys and girls. So if you're not going to be in Atlanta for some reason, I'll probably be broadcasting now so y'all can see it and enjoy from afar. If you're not there, if you're like living in California or living in Alaska somewhere,
they do have airfare. I mean, you can fly to Atlanta from California or Anchorage or wherever.
Well, California people, not exactly. They're a little strange. Whatever. Sometimes. Y'all get on damn airplane, people.
But we make them welcome.
Right.
All the staff I met there, and I always knew them about staff because it's part of what I do. They were all fabulous people. They were all very nice. And they didn't know me from Bean. They didn't know who I was. I did on the thing I was wearing, I did say press because I was there as press because I got reps into the station. But everybody was just super nice. And even if the thing was flipped over, they didn't know who I was. If I asked a question or how to do this, I was like, shit, it was boom, 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 boom. And I had an excellent time. I really did. It's probably the best kind of event to be honest with you.
Oh, thank you.
I just thoroughly enjoy it. So ladies and gentlemen, if, you know, if I like it, you're going to like it, people, because I don't like anything. I'm like Mikey. I don't like anything, man. So y'all should come out and enjoy it. Again, Writers of the Future, you can't just show up. It's not like that, people. I'm sorry. It's not a conference. It's a contest you have to win to get here. Or you have to be like Mr. Pat of this movie, and y'all can get in and come hang out. Or if you know somebody famous, you know, you might be able to get in. I can't help you. People ask me all the time, can you slip this to John? I'm like, no. I said, I can, but it's not going to do any good. I said, he don't know what's going on, who's going to win. They're like, really? I said, it's numbered. It's blind drawn. That's the first reason I ever came out here, just to make sure it was a blind draw contest, and it is.
The name of the author is left off the manuscript before we start reading, so we don't know who's
written. A number of people. They don't know the sex, color, age, anything. All they know is you're an author, and that's all they know, or an illustrator, depending on what you're
doing. Your story is all that's judged. And everyone's welcome to put one in.
And it should make y'all feel comfortable that you're actually being judged on your work and not who you are. Because I can't say that for everything in our country, but I can say that for that. And DragonCon, just get out there, enjoy yourself. You know, y'all might want to start walking a little bit ahead of time so you're in better shape when you get out there.
You're not judged at all at DragonCon.
No, DragonCon's a blast. But I would recommend maybe a little picking up your little pace here and there. I'm sure Pat's gotten used to it over the years. They like to kill me the first year. I was like, damn. Up a hill, down a hill, up a hill. It was everybody was just so friendly. Even the staff at the hotel seemed to be very friendly. You know, I didn't see as much of their staff as I seen as yours, but everybody was friendly.
Well, nice. Our people also tip, and so nobody in Atlanta calls in that weekend. They want to be there. We're friendly. We tip. We drink a little bit. It's what it is, you know.
But we're adults. We're not grown. We're rowdy. We're not destructive.
Yes, it's mostly.
But you know, to enjoy yourself. That's half the reason to be there. You're enjoying yourself. Oh, you mean the section where you can go shop and that is just, what is it, two floors, three floors? Four floors. And it's not just little area floors. We're talking massive area here. I walked around where John and him were for like an hour talking to people. And then I got on the other and walked around for an hour talking. I spent way too much money, by the way.
There are hundreds of dealers.
Everything from costumes, pop art, sewing machines. It's amazing what's available.
Bring a lot of money because I'm telling y'all, people, you're going to see all kinds of stuff you want to buy. I had to go back to my hotel because by the time I made the circle, left John and was walking around, came around, went up a couple of hours, came back. I had too much shit in my hands. I had to go back to the hotel. I said, I need a basket. It was a blast. And I got a lot of good stuff. I'm not even, and you know what, people? Usually when you go to these things, you think, oh, the prices are going to be outrageous. So I got two lightsabers. One was $100. You can't even find that anywhere. One was $170, and I made a deal with the guy. No, don't get me wrong. They had them out there for $9.99 if you wanted, like, Kylo Ren's or somebody's. But they have sound effects. You don't have to get them with sound effects, but they got them with sound effects. Well, and look, REC, I'm not Star Wars fans, but I want a lightsaber. You can carry it, which, you know, I would recommend this, though. They have two blades for the lightsabers. One's a glass blade, one's what they call a fighting blade. Get the fighting blade, because if you hit it on something, it's not going to break. If you hit the other one, it's going to break. It's made out of glass. You can get them all kind of sound. No, these people are retards. Get out there, enjoy the conference, have fun. It's a lot of fun. Bring your whole family with you, bring a bunch of friends with you. Everybody who's within 5 hours driving, I would suggest driving in. I mean, we're talking, what what is DC, about 8 hours from there, 9 hours from there? I know it's not a long ways.
About nine.
Yeah, New Orleans is only 6 hours. I mean, come on.
New Orleans is 8.5.
Oh, not the way I drive.
All right.
I was going to say, the way I drive, I usually get there in about 6 hours, but because I do speed a little bit. Shh, I didn't say that online, but go and join and have some fun. You'll see these two guys around from time to time. Don't bother them, but, you know.
Oh, no, that's not true. Stop us and talk to us. Okay, if you need something to say, we want to hear.
You heard that from them. You didn't hear that. Yeah,
my daughters do most of the work now, so they
occasionally. That's even better.
They occasionally will prop me up in front of a camera when I have to talk, or if the hotels need me, which is becoming less and less these days. So yeah, I'm glad to talk.
Tell me
what you think. What do we need to add? What do you like?
It's a family feel. You can stop
how
and
we
talk.
That's how we figure out. We listen to you guys. What do we want next year?
Bruce, no, we're going to air this. This will air in full on one of the upcoming shows, no, long before the conferences. No, probably within the next week or so, it'll be aired on in the full 2-hour slot that it's in. No, we got to go because we, unfortunately, I keep these guys around longer, but all three of us have to go get in tux in a few minutes. And, we're late. Emily might hurt us.
No, Emily might hurt us. Yes, no joke.
No. Emily Goodwin is very strict about her. So John Goodwin is president of Galaxy Express. We'll make this real fast. He runs everything, really, but he does most of the interviews here. Emily is the one that makes sure the gala goes off.
She makes the trains run on time.
Yes, she does. And let me tell you what, don't get on her bad side because she will whoop up in your head. No, she's a very sweet, very nice woman, but this is intense down here. Once she starts on a gala, because I like Emily and I like to talk to her, but usually once she starts on a gala, you don't see her until 11, 12 o'clock. She'll leave in the morning early, and you'll catch her maybe having a glass of wine late in the evening, midnight or something. And then she's off to bed and back to work in the morning. And I've been to 5 gala events, and they have all been fabulous. The food's good, the people are nice, and you never know who's going to show up, like Mr. Pat, You never know who's going to be there.
Mr. Pat.
I'm trying to be nice.
Hey, Mr. Pat. Actually, in fact, of course, it's online. They can watch it. It streams, and they can catch Pat's speech towards the end of it.
Yeah. It's just a
giving our Reagan Award to him.
Just 7 or 8 lines. It's
Go. No, we don't stream. They got somebody else that streams it. But I'll be there doing stuff, so y'all get to see it out that way. What was that question? I don't know. You look it up online. You can look it up online. All that information about how much it costs. He already told you it's on Labor Day, so just look it up online.
DragonCon.org.
Yeah, there you go. DragonCon.org. Just look it up. You can purchase it. I purchase your membership right now. Bam, bam, bam. Go get it. And that way you're guaranteed to have what you need to get in.
The price goes up over time, and we're not at the max price yet, so you can still get a bargain.
And I would buy it for the whole entire event, unless you're not going to be there for the whole event. But I would suggest to get it for the whole event because, frankly, one day you're not even going to break the surface. 2 days, you might start getting a scratch in it. 3 days, you might get the little digging going.
Oh, you'll get rolling in 3 days.
Yeah, but you'll be all over the place.
And you'll never want to leave.
And that's the problem, guys. When you get in there, it's overwhelming how much stuff to see. I would. Everything's online, so you can see everything online. You can pace yourself where you want to be, who's going where, what building has what in it, and you can do it accordingly. And you can really go ahead and say, okay, well, I'm gonna spend a day over here. I'm gonna spend a day over here. I'm gonna spend a day over here.
But the whole intention of how it's structured is not for you to do a lot of things. It's for you to do what you want and make that available to you when you want it.
And we'll be there next year.
And if you don't catch something you really want to see this year, come back next year because our people come back, the people who run the thing, volunteers. Gary's been running the Robot Wars I commented on for about 25 years now there. So it'll be there next year if you don't catch it this year. So come enjoy and actually get a night's sleep at least once.
Yeah, well,
that's
sleep.
What Wednesday night's for, isn't it?
Sleep's overwhelming. Sleep's overrated. I mean, who needs sleep? I mean, come on, people.
There you go.
It's I get if I'm lucky 4 hours a night, I'm doing good. 6 is like fabulous for me.
The Saturday night party list had 467 listings for the official parties last year.
Yeah, it's Bobby. Again, it's Labor Day weekend. Look everything you need up on DragonCon.com. Check it out.
.org.
I'm sorry. .org. I'll have the correct address.
It'll be fine. Yeah. You'll find it. We're a pretty big deal, they tell me.
Last time I just typed in Dragon Con.
That'll do it.
That'll come up.
And so y'all get everything you need there, all the information. We get your membership people, but they have maps and stuff, and you can go through a lot of stuff. You can really plan your 5 days there if you do for the 5 days.
We also have an app that'll update a couple of weeks before the show with all the program. You can go be plenty of information on our app.
I would suggest you use it because one day I just roamed around and I don't know where the hell I was going. I was all over the place.
It wasn't a bad day.
I had a blast actually. I don't want to make you that sound bad. I ended up one hotel and another. I was like, what's going on here? And then when I find out things, and then of course once I get in where everything's going on, I'm just roaming through there. I didn't. Jeannie, there's nothing bad there. It's all great stuff. The hotels are good. There's lots of stuff to see, lots of stuff to do. There's places to eat all over the place in Atlanta, so you don't have to worry about where you're going to eat.
And it's a very safe environment. Yes. Everyone's welcome. Everyone's treated well.
I noticed that it didn't seem like I said, first off, I didn't see any disgruntled people walking around, which is strange, especially in the streets. You know, it was one of the 2 days I was there, it was kind of hot. And of course, it is Atlanta, so and even September could be warm. But everybody seemed was happy. And, you know, I did see people wore out and exhausted, which is a good thing. Rather than that,
don't blame me for that one.
And a couple people asked me about restaurants. I said, this is Atlanta. It's like New Orleans restaurants.
Well, everywhere. One of the hotels just sets a whole lot of food trucks up in there. Yeah, a whole lot of food trucks in their lot.
I stopped and got a sausage dog or something.
Yeah, there's plenty to eat.
So there's lots of things to see, lots of things to do, lots of people to meet. Everybody's really friendly. Don't like an ask because they will kick you out. Other than that, have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. I personally recommend this to everyone listening to the show. Whenever you get this archive, go to Atlanta. Have some fun. Enjoy DragonCon for what it is. This man worked hard to get this to where it is today.
Not so much today.
Well, in the beginning, he worked hard to get it.
It's a family tradition. His daughters are running it now.
Now he's getting more free time, so I'm going to track him down while I'm up there this year.
And essentially, it is a family show.
I would have to say
in fact, I just thought of it. It's a woman-run show.
Well,
it's his two daughters are the chairs.
That's even better. So, and I got daughters and granddaughters. I got lots of them, but we're not going to go there. But, I might bring someone with me this year. Bobby, I don't know. You can't come with me. She'd go on your own. But no, guys, because we got to get out because we got to go get dressed. I want to thank y'all. I want to thank both of y'all for coming here.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you.
And we're going to get this out so y'all can hear it. People, remember, DragonCon, get out there, have some fun, enjoy yourself. Submit to Writers in the Future if you're a book or if you're a writer or an illustrator. Enjoy yourself. Remember, you can submit 4 times a year. I know people are like, one time. I can't know 4 times a year you can submit. You can't really submit the same thing, like the gentleman just said, unless you
improve it
a little bit. Well, real quick, they'll do, sometimes they'll give you an honorable mention, or they'll just write back to you and say, hey, why don't you try changing this?
The actual structure is most people get a thank you letter or a response. If you've got something that almost is a finalist, we call them semi-finalists, professional authors, often Jody, this coordinating judge herself, will send you something saying, you know, if you did this, this, and this, this would be a better story. Send it again with that. And then you have the finalists and runners-up, which are here. And then, of course, one winner announced here at the end of the convention. So if you send a story in and it's almost there, you'll know it because you'll actually get a 40-year experience professional or one of the judges who can be anywhere from 20 to 50 years in the business telling you how to make your story better.
And the winners get published, and the big winner overall, I think it's $5,000 or something. $5,000. This will be your opportunity to be published for the first time.
And the story is yours. Keep your story.
And they will continue to help promote you as a winner of the contest.
And actually, Pat just said it. So John and Emily travel a lot. They attend a lot of conferences. And they always set up a booth there. And if you're a winner, you're more than welcome. You'll give them a call. They'll make a space for you. You come hang out for a couple of hours, sell some books, sign some autographs, have a good time. And guess what? They're going to be at DragonCon. So, you know, you might want to think about that.
Hey, two birds with one stone.
So, it's a fabulous time. If I had more time, I'd get into it more in depth. But we got to go get dressed. But I want to thank everyone for listening, who's listening out there. I want to thank both of you gentlemen for having this interview.
Thank you.
And the lunch. And, guys and girls, we'll be back to normal broadcasting when I get back in New Orleans. I will actually be in Atlanta Sunday. I got a lecture I'm doing in Atlanta Sunday, but I'll be back in New Orleans Monday, so we'll be back on the regular schedule, and so Michelle won't kill me or somebody else. Again, like I always say at the end of every show, any moans, groans, gripes, or bitches, please address it to Michelle DeRoche, courtesy of Joe Mattel. Good evening, everyone. My manager hates when I do that.